Transportation decisions, mode, carrier, route selection. Capacity affects some modes of transportation more than others. Trucks have limited capacity, truckload or less than truckload, and air is even more limited. For example, transportation of low-cost, bulky items such as gravel is only cost-effective for truck transport over very short distances. Ocean or inland waterway transportation or rail transport is needed to handle the capacity constraints of such materials. These modes, as well as pipeline, have much higher capacity but with the trade-offs that they are slower and less accessible to the final destination. Under normal conditions, mode selection is more dependent on factors such as cost and lead time requirements than on capacity. When there are port strikes or other regional issues, these types of capacity constraints could lead to higher prices or, in the worst case, to the need to select a different mode or to get the customer to agree to additional lead time. A primary driver for transportation capacity planning is lot sizing. A given lot size creates a constraint on the options available to logistics professionals arranging transportation, but the lot sizing decision cannot focus solely on minimizing LTL/LCL loads, since it is the total cost to the logistics network that needs to be the deciding factor. Logistics professionals work within these policy constraints to determine the number of loads that will be needed per route and which routes to use. This calculation might start out at a high level by determining TL, or CL equivalent loads, and then the analysis will be refined. Capacity plays into selecting among LTL, TL, LCL, CL, parcel, multimodal, container freight station, CFS, and multi-stop mode options. The chief constraint management lever for transportation capacity under the control of logistics is minimizing LTL and LCL loads while adhering to lot sizing constraints. Having more full loads reduces the necessary number of shipments and may reduce constraints on capacity. The idea is to use as much available capacity from each shipment as possible, which may require making some trade-offs with lead time when this is cost-effective. For example, a multi-stop mode may allow other organizations to make your LTL into a TL for much of the journey. Once a general plan is developed for the number of full and partial loads per route, the logistics professional can determine how much transportation capacity will need to be procured, but some constraints need to be considered at this point. For example, there are restrictions on the types of vehicles that can enter some cities in Europe, including zones that prohibit vehicles below a certain environmental cleanliness rating. Similar restrictions may be in place for hazardous materials, for example, what can and cannot be loaded into a container, or to prevent traffic congestion or truck/aircraft noise during certain hours. These and many similar restrictions, such as fragile product requirements, may require revising plans, such as shipping by a different mode, shipping only by full containers, or use of allowed vehicles but with different shipping capacity. Once plans are feasible, it is time to select carriers for planned routes. When it comes to carrier selection, most carriers in the same mode provide very similar services at a competitive price, making transportation a commodity that is more or less indifferent to the carrier. This being said, carrier reliability, on-time pickup and drop-off, damage-free, etc., can have differences, and the desire to go with known carriers with proven reliability may make capacity rise to a higher priority than it would otherwise hold. If these trusted carriers have limited capacity, it may be best to negotiate longer-term commitments with a core set of preferred carriers based on forecasted transportation requirements. Providing estimated loads in your annual bidding process will help with negotiations and will provide these carriers with sufficient time to ramp up to hire and train additional drivers or buy more equipment. To minimize capacity risks, it is best to have several providers in your list of trusted carriers and then to contract with enough of them to provide the forecasted capacity. The number of providers you will need will differ between times of low and high transportation demand. After these contracted and/or pre-approved sources are exhausted, organizations often turn to freight auction services to quickly add capacity. In other cases, there may already be high demand for carriers or for loading or unloading port access for a particular origin-destination pairing. Even when there is available capacity on container ships, for example, those ships that have fewer stops between the origin and your port of call, and thus deliver faster, will be more valuable to you. Getting a competitive price in this case requires booking capacity as soon as possible, which is another reason a prompt sales forecast can sometimes provide a competitive advantage. Of course, you have to work with whatever forecast you were given when you were given it. Also, there is the trade-off that forecasts that come early necessarily rely on less certain information and therefore may be less accurate. You might also ship a product early because you know that a certain time of the year has higher shipping rates due to high demand. For example, you might want to ship earlier than normal in advance of the Christmas or Chinese New Year peak seasons. This will make sense if the storage cost, obsolescence risk, and risk of a poor forecast are acceptable trade-offs to reduce some of the risk of high cost or carrier unavailability. A related example is sending materials to a port that is farther away from its inland destination because you know that the closest port has high congestion at a given time of the year and would add several days to the delivery time even after the additional road transport is factored in. In some cases, transportation management systems include available transportation and port capacity in their business logic. Route selections run into capacity issues with traffic or port congestion. The average delivery times need to account for such congestion so that adjusted delivery times can be factored into the decision.